This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. U.S. President Donald Trump has pressed Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, the U.S. president expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the U.S. president said they are going to have a good deal. India and the European Union are set to strengthen their strategic relationship with the signing of a new security and defense partnership at the EU-India summit in New Delhi next week. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas made the announcement while addressing the European Parliament at Strasbourg in France last evening. The EU Foreign Policy Chief said Europe was ready to deliver a powerful new agenda, with India noting that the European Union is among India's largest trading partners and described the country as indispensable to Europe's economic resilience and strategic stability. The partnership will be signed next week during the visit of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa to India, where they will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. The G4 nations have presented a model for early action to restructure the United Nations Security Council. The grouping warned that delaying reforms to the UN's highest decision-making body will cause more human suffering and misery. India's permanent representative, P. Harish, stated this on behalf of the G4 at the Intergovernmental Negotiations for UN Security Council Reforms at the United Nations headquarters in New York City yesterday. Motorsport Namsai Pangsu Power Drive 2026 with the theme Daring to Push Boundaries Celebrating Culture is commencing today at Namsai, Arunachal Pradesh. The event aims to position the state as India's next major destination for adventure tourism and motorsports. It is a part of the 10th edition of the Pangsu Pass International Festival 2026 and organized by Adventure X Fusion Tribe under the aegis of the Federation of Motorsports Clubs of India, the governing body for motorsports. The Supreme Court today dismissed a petition filed to stop the projection of BCCI as the representative of the official national cricket team of India, terming it frivolous. The plea sought to restrain public broadcaster Prasar Bharati, which operates Doordarshan and All India Radio, from referring to the BCCI's cricket team as Indian National Cricket Team or Team India. The plea had argued that calling the BCCI Team India or the Indian National Cricket Team misleads the public and violates laws governing the use of national symbols. The Beti Bachao Beti Parao campaign completed 11 years today. In a social media post, PM Modi said daughters are revered as Lakshmi in India. He said that it is a matter of great pride that today India's daughters are creating new records across every field and contributing significantly to the nation's progress. Over the years, the scheme has achieved remarkable success. The national sex ratio at birth has improved to 930 as compared to 918 in 2014-2015. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today addressed the centenary year celebrations organized by the Gayatri Parivar in Haridwar, Uttarakhand. He said that Haridwar is a sacred Kumbh region known as the land of penance of the Sapta Rishis. The Supreme Court has allowed the Hindu community to hold prayers from sunrise to sunset on Basant Panchami tomorrow at the disputed Bhojshala Kamal Mola Mosque in Dhar district of Madhya Pradesh, while permitting Muslims to offer namaz from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the day. The top court also directed that a list of persons from the Muslim community coming for namaz be given to the district administration. The two communities had sought the note for religious activities at the Bhojshala complex on Friday, when Saraswati Puja will also be celebrated on the occasion of Basant Panchami. In Chhattisgarh, six workers have lost their lives and five others injured in a blast at a steel plant in Baloda Bazar, Bhatapara district today. A Delhi court today acquitted former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a case related to inciting violence in Janakpuri and Vikaspuri areas in the national capital during the 1984 anti-Sikh riot. Special Judge Divvinay Singh orally pronounced a brief order acquitting 78-year-old Kumar. In Kerala, the special investigation team investigating Sabarimala Gold case under the supervision of the Kerala High Court has started questioning head priest Tantri Kandaru Rajguru. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.